Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. And that comes from St. Faustina's diary at page 950. St. Faustina,
pray for us.
Pope St. John Paul II,
pray for us.
Jesus, we trust in you.
Amen.
Amen.
I got a trivia question for you, Richard.
Okay.
Okay, so today is leap day.
Happens once every 4 years.
No, that's incorrect. The question is, how often does leap day actually happen? And the answer is not once every 4 years.
Well, it's a little under once every 4 years, actually.
Very little under. 97 times in a 400-year span. So it's almost once every 4 years, but not quite.
Yeah, well, because a year is 365.243 days a year.
Yeah, 2425, I think it is.
Well, I knew it was close.
97, we'll have 97 leap days in a 400-year period. And seeing as I am 400 years old, at least
is
I feel like
it. Is today your birthday?
No, my birthday is in September.
Oh, okay. So you were kidding us.
Yeah. I am not actually 400 years old, no.
I was about to start calling you Methuselah. So speaking of Methuselah, let's talk about our saint of the day, which is Blessed Daniel Brodier. And his feast day is actually yesterday, but I don't think there are any saints whose feast day is actually February 29th. So Daniel Jules Alexis Brodier was a Roman Catholic priest who served as a chaplain in the French army during World War I. He was born on September 7th, 1876, at Fertre-Saint-Cyr, a city in northern France. His parents were Jean-Baptiste and Hemini Brodier. As a child, he expressed a desire to be a priest. His dream came true on October 22nd, 1899, so at the age of 23. As a priest, he began his ministry teaching secondary school. However, teaching school did not provide him with the excitement and sense of adventure that he was looking for. Accordingly, he joined the Congregation of the Holy Spirit in 1902. His first assignment with the congregation was to Senegal, West Africa. However, due to ill health, his first overseas assignment was cut short, and he returned to France in 1906. He would remain permanently in France starting in 1911. With the outbreak of World War I, Blessed Daniel volunteered to serve as a military chaplain. He would spend the war on the front lines ministering to the injured and the dying. He credited St. Thérèse of Lisieux with his surviving unscathed from the war. For his heroic service as a chaplain, he was awarded both the Croix de Guerre and the Legion d'Honneur, both high French Army awards. Over a period of 7 years, including the war years, Blessed Daniel collected money for the construction of a new cathedral at Dakar in Senegal, and this was done at the request of the bishop there. He succeeded in raising the funds. The cathedral would be completed just 26 days before his death. After the conclusion of the war, Blessed Daniel founded the National Union of Servicemen. Its purpose was to help French military men of all wars. In 1923, the Cardinal Archbishop of Paris asked Blessed Daniel's order, the Congregation of the Holy Ghost, to take over the care of the Orphans Apprentices of Atoul, which was an orphanage of sorts that was more of a shelter for starving youth living in the streets of Paris. The congregation had a long history of having orphanages and schools attached to seminaries. Blessed Daniel jumped into this work with both feet. For the next 13 years, Blessed Daniel expanded many of the orphanages and personally ministered to these children with the belief that, and this is a direct quote from him, there has to be a minimum of well-being and comfort if these young people are to grow up without bitterness. Otherwise, they will later on sow the seeds of revolt and anarchy in society. On February 28, 1936, Blessed Daniel passed from this life into the next to meet his Savior. He was buried in the chapel of St. Thérèse at Atoul, which had been built in her honor on April 5, 1936. His funeral was attended by some 15,000 people. As part of the canonization process, Blessed Daniel's body was exhumed in 1962. His body was found to be incorrupt. And one of these days, I'm going to write an article on the incorruptibles and name some of them. On January 13, 1982, Blessed Daniel was declared venerable with a decree of heroic virtue by Pope St. John Paul II. On November 25, 1984, he was declared to be a blessed by the said Pope John Paul II at Paris. There have been many miracles attributed to Blessed Daniel's intercession. So, that is the story of Blessed Daniel. Quite an interesting life, actually.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
anyway.
Some colorful characters.
They are. They definitely are some colorful characters, that's for sure. So let's talk about what's going on the next few days around the network. Tonight, Terry Delp returns to action with Taking It to the Streets, and he is going to be doing a feature on the debacle in St. Patrick's Cathedral. His sister attends Mass there and has some Inside 411 on it for us. You know I'm going to be listening to that one.
Yeah, and I would say debacle doesn't go far enough. More like a desecration.
Yeah. I was trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., and that's at 6:30 Eastern this evening, so y'all tune in. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, Catholic Ken with Ken Litchfield originally had an interview scheduled, but that has fallen through. So he is going to be talking about First Friday devotions, First Saturday devotions, and the Brown Scapular. So y'all really need to pay attention to that show tomorrow. That's going to be a great show.
Good. Yeah, good stuff.
And then let me pull up my email because I don't remember what William was going to be talking about.
Sir William the Hemsworth.
Sir William the Hemsworth. And he is going to be talking about let's see. So
well, you're looking that up, then.
For Catholicism Rocks at 10 o'clock on Saturday, he has an interview scheduled with Bernadette Smith, or Smythe, of Precious Life in Ireland. And then on Burnt Toast and Coffee at noon, he's going to be talking about who wrote the Book of Hebrews. And interestingly enough, there's a lot of speculation that it wasn't St. Paul the Apostle.
Yeah. There's a lot of theories on that. A lot of people, there are some people that theorize that Paul started it, Luke finished it, and some people say Barnabas. There's a lot of different schools of thought. I'm really interested to hear where William is going to go on that one.
Well, I am too, and I think it would be, if it was written by Paul, I think it would be the only book in the only book of his letters that he didn't sign.
Right, where he didn't start off with saying, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 13 books he did that. Why wouldn't he have done it in this one? I don't claim to be a biblical scholar, but it's very interesting because there are arguments that could be made for a lot of different artists, and I tend to fall in the most likely scenario is that it was a compilation of more than one, but that's just a guess. It's just a theory. I don't claim to be a scholar on this.
And while we're on the topic Sir William of Hempstead, I just want to point out to everybody that he's getting all of our shows uploaded to everywhere you get your podcasts. So if you can't listen on Blog Talk Radio, you can get them on Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, Apple iTunes. You can get them everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic stuff. And on the Bible Catholic Network on Facebook. So, yeah. And, he's doing all of that, and he's at the same time a director of Catholicism Rocks and putting out all this fantastic material in terms of, he's not putting out junk. Everything that William puts out is top quality.
Even his jokes are top quality.
I don't know how he does it. And then, manages a career and a family on top of it. I don't know what they put in the water in Arizona, but I'd like to get some of that.
You and me both. You and me both. And then sometime next week, you're supposed to, with any luck, start your dissertation of the Book of Revelations.
Yeah, I think that's going to start sometime next week. And also, let's talk about what's going on YouTube. I mean, we got a lot of really good shows. We had two shows on YouTube yesterday. And folks, go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, hit the like button, share our content. We're putting out some really good stuff. Yesterday, Now, Lisa Marie Nicole did her show yesterday only on her Facebook. But if I ask Real Mice, maybe she'll let me download it and upload it to our YouTube channel. If I ask Pretty Pretty Flea, she might let us do that. That was an interview with Ro Evans. And if she does it, we uploaded the audio. You can listen on Blog Talk Radio for the audio to that interview. And
it was a really good interview,
really,
by the way.
It was. And I had a really interesting interview with Greg Nolan from talking about a Catholic behavioral therapy, clinical behavioral therapy. And that was also uploaded on video and audio. And I uploaded it in video in high definition quality. So I think it came out really good. But boy, that was did you get a chance to catch that? That was a really interesting interview, wasn't it?
It was a very interesting interview. I need to listen to it a second time because I'm sure I missed a lot.
Yeah. And,
so I will do that this evening.
He talks about this 4-part course he offers online for people to overcome, depression through the Catholic approach. And let's face it, a lot of people deal with depression. And he's very much of the same mindset that we are. And Dr. Fred Boldy, who was the host of our one show, Blog Talk Radio show that went all the way to number one, also had this approach in that we're kind of skeptical of this idea of clinical depression. In other words, a depression that is organic in origination. Now, does depression naturally have physical consequences? Yes, obviously it does. But depression usually doesn't originate from chemical imbalances and serotonin, that sort of thing. Those things are usually the result. But depression usually is environmental in nature. And it starts from experiences, negative experiences that we have in life, and how we relate to those experiences. And the reason why I think it's an important distinction, Richard, is because it's called a disorder. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're depressed because you lost a loved one, you would be disordered if you weren't depressed by that situation. If you're depressed because you've experienced some type of trauma, childhood trauma, there's nothing wrong with you that you're having a hard time dealing with those kinds of things. But one thing that people want to overlook is sometimes our own guilt and our own sin can be the source of our depression. So you can't divorce the spiritual element from what troubles our minds and hearts. And I think it's a very important distinction. And he put into that in great detail.
I'm going to have to listen to that again because that was I enjoyed it a lot, but I'm sure I missed a lot.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. But again, folks, youtube.com/@the4persons, T-H-E, the number 4 persons. That's our YouTube channel. We got a lot of great content on there, and it's growing every day. Ken Litchfield's channel is linked there. Now the shows that he's doing are going to our YouTube, and William Hemsworth's shows are going to our YouTube, and Lisa Marie Nicole's shows are going to our YouTube. A lot of great stuff, and I'm just real thrilled with where our YouTube is going, and even got a couple with you on there, Richard.
Really?
And yeah, remember, me and you have done a couple of live streams.
Okay.
And they're on there.
And I forgot to point out that Lisa Marie Nicole is going to have Andrew Dean on her show tomorrow night at 7 Eastern.
Yeah, Lisa Marie Nicole, who was recognized as a fast rising content creator by Facebook, along with the boy, she's going to have to get a bigger trophy case, isn't she?
She really is.
Gonna have to like build an addition on the back of the house or something to hold all the awards that she's getting. She deserves every one of them too. I couldn't be happier for her, and I know you feel the same way.
Oh, I absolutely feel the same way. I think she is just totally awesome.
Yeah. So I asked her if she feels like she made the right decision by not accepting the offer from that other show. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
After she felt like she made the right decision, and her answer was short and to the point. She said, yes, he's an idiot. I can't really disagree, but I'll leave it at that.
I hear you.
I'm staying
out of that one.
I'm on you. Yeah, I'm letting it go. I'm dropping that hot potato right there. But needless to say, she's happy she stayed with us, and we are happy that she stayed with us. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen. You are not lying there.
Yep.
And
I'm glad that she stayed
with us.
And I'm glad to have Terry back. Terry was a very valuable member of our team, and I just love the things that he's doing with Deacon Dennis and prison fellowship. Listen, Jesus himself said, I was in prison, and you visited me. So, hey, maybe a large portion of the prison population won't be reformed, won't change their ways, won't find God, but we don't know that. We don't know what portion will. And if they get the opportunity to accept God and they don't, well, then they'll be accountable for that. But, they deserve to have the opportunity for somebody to go to them and say, listen, the mistakes you made in your past do not have to define your future. They do not. Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a future.
Exactly. And I know I've definitely got a future, and I'm a sinner.
Yeah.
I'm a bad sinner.
Look, there's two kinds of people. All right, there's people who have things in their past they're not proud of, and then there's liars. those are the only two types.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And I'm not too proud of my sins, but I'm not so embarrassed that I can't go to Jesus and say I'm sorry.
No, I get it. That's the whole point that I'm making is, I've heard this argument before where people, I just don't feel worthy and I've got to get my strength up before I can go to confession. And no. You got it backwards.
Yeah.
You got it exactly backwards. Of course
confession
you're not
comes
worthy.
First.
Yeah, of course you're not worthy. But it's not about how worthy you are. It's about who he is, right? And second is, you don't get strong to go to confession. You go to confession to get strong. You're not going to get strong on your own strength. Yeah, you're not going to get strong on your own. That's not a formula that works. It takes grace. Wow.
No, you got to go to confession in order to get strong.
People ask me when my life changed, when my relationship with Christ changed. Well, there were two things that changed. One is I stopped promising Jesus all the things that I was going to do right for him and started asking him to show me all the things that he can do through me. Started realizing, okay, I keep trying and trying and trying, and I keep messing up. So now I'm starting to understand that when I rely on my own strength, it doesn't work out very well. And the second thing is that, and it's in the motto of our apostolate, is that people ask me what the changing point was, and I said, well, Jesus used to be the most important thing in my life, and I realized that was a mistake. Jesus can't be the most important thing in your life. He has to be your whole life, your
exactly.
whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul, your whole strength. When you go to work, you go to work for Him. When you, you know, do things with your family, you do things with your family for Him. Everything is a vocation. Everything is centered around Him. Every decision you make, every word you speak should be Christ-centered. If somebody once told me that, well, there's a time and a place for it. Yeah, every time and every place. That's the time and the place.
Exactly. So we are out of time. We're actually 6 minutes over. So,
well, I don't say it enough, Richard, but just want to tell you how much I appreciate you and how much I appreciate everyone involved in this apostolate. And you've said it before, and it bears repeating, not one of them have made a dime off of this. So if anybody thinks that we're doing this for our own financial gain, we're not.
No.
In fact, we're investing money in this, and are happy to do that. But this is all about the mission. This is not about, you know, how much Richard Pettis thinks about Richard Pettis or how much John Benko thinks about John Benko. This is not about us. This is about the mission. And when it ceases being about the mission, that's when we're going to be in trouble. That's when this thing is going to start to fall apart.
Exactly. So,
well, God bless you, and tomorrow.
God bless you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And I'm just going to close out here. Friends, I want you to have a blessed rest of your Thursday. Remember that today is Friday Eve, and tomorrow is First Friday, so let's get those devotions dusted off and ready to go for tomorrow. And I want you to have a blessed Friday until I see you right back here at 3:30 tomorrow. And until then, my name is Richard Pettis. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.